Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel for today, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so, the power of the holy name of Jesus. Indeed, I'll never forget, 35 years ago, I attended my first ordination ceremony, and it was in the church where I live now in Ridgefield, Connecticut. The late and the very great Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre was ordaining three priests in the church there at Ridgefield. And although it's so many years and decades ago, I remember the sermon. He made use of the holy name of Jesus at least 33 times with great reverence. He was ordaining three priests, and he made his sermon on the three functions or duties of the priest: the duty to sanctify, the duty to teach, the duty to rule, to guide souls to heaven. And there must have been 50 seminarians, and back then we always wore the beretta and the surplice. And like you see at the sung mass, when the priest sits down and the choir makes mention of the holy name of Jesus, the priest takes off his beretta. So all of us, 50 or more, taking off the beretta 33 times during this sermon. And afterwards we were told, let's just take the beretta off the first time. And the rest of it. But that is a beautiful example of the reverence we give to the holy name of Jesus. And the Archbishop, always with the most tremendous reverence, spoke of this holy name with great love and devotion. Unlike sometimes you hear today in non-Catholic circles or non-traditional circles, they speak the name of Jesus over and over again, but without the slightest reverence. And you just heard St. Paul to the Philippians in the introit. In the name of Jesus, let every knee bow, those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Even those in purgatory, even the demons in hell, tremble at the holy name of Jesus. The name, as you know, means a Savior. There are many other names given to him in the scriptures, which are listed in the litany that we pray every day in the month of January. It means he saves, God saves. God is our Savior. So we are the ones in need of salvation. We are miserable creatures who have rebelled against our Creator. We need a Savior. And so God had promised from the very beginning, right after the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, the Savior would come through the woman, and he would save us by his great sacrifice. So Jesus is his proper name. The other name commonly used in the Old Testament is Emmanuel, Emmanuel, which means God with us. God in the flesh. Now, the name Christ is a title, meaning anointed one, in Hebrew, Meshiach. And anointed in the Old Testament were priests, prophets, and kings. And all of them in the thousands of years of the Old Testament were pointing towards the supreme priest, the supreme prophet, and the supreme king. Hence, Jesus is the supreme Christ, Christus. Although every priest is a Christ, every king is a Christ, and every prophet or spiritual teacher is a Christ with a small c. So hence, the subject of the Archbishop's sermon was these three offices, functions of the newly ordained, to be alter Christus, to be other Christs. They have to learn to teach the truth of the unchangeable magisterium found in sacred scripture and tradition and proposed by the church when the men of the church are doing their duty. That's the magisterium, that's the teaching, the prophetic character of the priest. Sanctifying is through the sacraments. No matter how unworthy is the priest personally, when he wears the stole or the robes of the sacred ritual, he is the ambassador of Christ, of Jesus, the supreme Christ. And so he sanctifies. As St. Augustine said, if St. Peter baptizes, the baptized is holy. If Judas baptizes, It's exactly the same holiness flowing through that unworthy instrument. So sanctification, and then munus, these are called munera, offices. Munus docendi, munus sanctificandi, and munus regendi. This was the theme of the Archbishop's sermon. I don't know if anyone tape recorded it, but I haven't forgotten it 33 years later, 35 years later. Regendi, ruling, guiding, like a shepherd. That's why the bishop carries that stick called the crozier, which is the shepherd's crook, the hook to bring in sheep that are straying into dangerous areas, and the bottom part to prod them on the way to salvation or to good pastures. So the king, the role of our Lord as king and shepherd. So Christ is his title and his function in the world. Jesus is his personal name, Savior. We have in this country very strong, before Vatican II, was the Holy Name Society. To make Catholics first and then out in the workforce to influence other citizens, to make absolute reverence for the holy name of God and of Jesus, and never to abuse it. To observe that first petition in the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be thy name, and that second commandment, or first and second combined, only one God, honor his holy name. So this society did a lot of good. I never heard about it in my years growing up in Australia, never heard about it until I watched a detective TV program called Columbo. And the detective in that program mentioned that he was very proud of being in the Holy Name Society. And so researching it later on, I realized the tremendous good this society did to bring not only reverence to the Holy Name in Catholic churches, but in the world. It kept the wrath of God away from America. It kept America safe, because those Catholics, so strong in every parish, would influence the workplace, wouldn't allow anyone to blaspheme the Holy Name. And even on TV and the movies before Vatican II, you wouldn't hear the Holy Name of Jesus misused, treated like an expletive, which it is today. And so we have in this parish a small group of the Holy Name members. They do a lot of good for the parish. I encourage them to keep going. I encourage others to join. But really, we need this to be a renewed worldwide movement to honor the Holy Name of our Lord, because he's much offended when we misuse his Holy Name. And so in the litany, there are many other names given. On when we have benediction on First Fridays, we have what's called the Divine Praises. Blessed be God, blessed be his holy name, which is specifically in reparation for blasphemies. Blasphemy is misusing the holy name of God or of Jesus. So beware of that. This movement of honoring specifically the holy name was really strong in the Middle Ages, especially St. Francis of Assisi and his followers. The Franciscans particularly rekindled the fire of faith in Europe, brought men back to God when the world was going frigid in the faith. Charity was cooled because faith was waning. God raised up St. Francis and his men, who brought the faith back to Europe, showing them how God in the incarnation had come among them. So in the 13th to the 15th centuries, this devotion spread to the five continents. Saint Bonaventure, Saint John Capistrano, Saint Bernardine of Siena, principal promoters of this great renewal. And as I said, right up until before the council in the 1960s, distinguishing mark of every true Catholic. What happened at Vatican II? Is everything started to cave in again because of all the changes. So we must have great confidence in the power of the holy name of Jesus. The devils hear this name and they tremble. Peter and John, coming across this severely crippled man, says, I have no silver, I have no gold. What I have, I give you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, get up and walk. And he reached out his hand, and this crippled man was jumping up and down with joy. And all the crowds knew this man. He'd been there for all his life begging at the gate of the temple. So it was a very public, stunning miracle attributed to the holy name of Jesus. And then, of course, the authorities persecuted our Lord. They persecuted the apostles. They wouldn't let them preach in his name. And that's where in the next chapter, 5 of the Acts, Peter and John were put into prison for disobeying the authorities in their executive orders of not preaching in his name. And so they were rejoiced in that, and they said, we must obey God rather than man. And so that's the Catholic attitude, God rather than man. Obviously, we must obey men in authority, properly using their authority. So when it says God rather than man, it means God. When we obey men properly, we are obeying God. But when we obey men outside of their sphere of authority or abusing their authority, we are offending God. It's the kind of obedience that did not survive the Nuremberg trials. After World War II, we were just obeying orders. Sorry, you're going to jail or execution, because you may not obey unjust orders. So the holy name of Jesus puts the enemy to flight. It brings not only physical healings, but spiritual healing. Demons flee at the holy name of Jesus, used with reverence and confidence. So really, this beginning of this new year, make a really good resolution not to abuse the holy name, not to allow it to be abused, to reverence the name of Jesus with all your power, to bring as many as you can to know and to love him, who is the true great healer of the world and the society. Even in this world, things are much better when we have reverence to the holy name of Jesus. And of course, our names are written with him in heaven. Those who are true believers have their names written in heaven in the book of life. And there is this beautiful quote in the post-communion prayer today. It's one of the longest prayers of the post-communion. O Almighty and everlasting God, who didst create and redeem us, look graciously upon our prayer, and with a favorable and benign countenance, deign to accept the sacrifice of the saving victim, which we have offered to thy majesty in honor of the name of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that through the infusion of thy grace we may rejoice that our names are written in heaven under the glorious name of Jesus, the pledge of eternal predestination. The pledge of eternal predestination. Remember the Irish drunk who's up for canonization? Matthew Talbot was a terrible slave to abusive alcohol from the age of 12 to 26. He was under this slavery. But then when he went on the bandwagon, when he repented of that, had true devotion, went back to work at the wharfs in Ireland, Matthew Talbot came across people who were blaspheming, cursing, misusing the holy name. And he deliberately wore a cap. And whenever someone in his presence would misuse the holy name of Jesus, off with the cap, bowing of the head, just like the priest with the beretta. Down with the head, off with the hat. Not a word. It was enough. Nobody in his presence would misuse the holy name of Jesus. So be like that. Even if you show a little sign of anguish, if your holy name is misused, you can change the world. And of course, this requires a little bit of intestinal fortitude, spiritual fortitude, courage, to put your faith in the public sphere like that. So praise the name of our Lord. Thank him for his sacrifice, saving sacrifice. Thank you for his office as Christ in bringing true teaching, true holiness, and true shepherdly guidance on our way to heaven. And with the name of Jesus and the name of Mary, there are indulgences when pronounced with reverence. And so remember that we begin and end all of our prayers and spiritual duties in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.